Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in today. I tell you what, we've been already having a great and glorious week. God's so good and gracious.
Can you believe it's the fall almost?
Yes, indeed. We're starting to get some fronts down. They're not real cold, but that tells you something's coming.
We need that cold weather.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Thank you once again for tuning into our boardroom chats. We have some exciting things to talk about today, something that I enjoy. I quote this passage of scripture all the time. And I kind of felt led of the Lord to talk to you about it once again, because there's three things in there that the church say they believe that they don't, or the Christians say they believe, but they don't. And we'll deal with that in just a minute. But I want to thank all our wonderful partners, our wonderful, faithful financial and prayer partners who help us keep this thing going. We've been preaching 49 years and never had a financial deficit. That's a miracle of God in itself. And God has been so good and gracious. But it's two things that we do here that I find a lot of people don't do. Number one, we obey God. Mm-hmm. And number two, we run this ministry like a business. Mm-hmm. And God gave me that years ago. He said, "If I don't care how anointed you are, if you don't run my ministry like a business, you're awaiting bankruptcy."
Right.
Now you think about that. And then, and number two, we obey him. Now, to obey God, you have to believe unbelievable, impossible, yet doable things. Mm-hmm. Because God doesn't deal with possibility. We do that. Mm-hmm. He deals with impossibility. So I hope you can call somebody and tell them to turn it on and listen to this boardroom chat today.
Sure.
Kathy, you got anything to say before we start?
No, I love it. I got great testimonies here.
You want to start with that first?
Start with that if you don't mind.
Yeah,
this is from Jason. Says, "Good evening from Nigeria." I love seeing that people are watching from all over the world. Hello, Jason. I hope you're watching today. Melissa says, "You are very inspiring. I'm crying happy tears, and I just ordered your new book, Overwhelmed." Yeah, and I have to have it right here because I saw this testimony. This is an amazing book, and it's that statement, instead of, it's beyond the blessing.
Yes.
It's overwhelming.
Well, I used to use the word blessing all the time, which is great, but then it dawned on me, it's not big enough. So I came to another word, which is called overwhelmed.
And usually people use that word overwhelmed in a bad way, but this is talking about being overwhelmed in a good way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a blessing.
Yes, that's so good. So anyway, it goes on to say these other testimonies are powerful. This one's from YouTube, and it's from someone in Japan that says, "Thank you for the messages, Jesse. I hope and pray that there would be an international outreach to Japan before Jesus returns."
Well, we could do that.
Well, this is going to Japan, so I guess we're kind of doing it already.
We also got a plane that can make it to Japan.
That's the truth.
So that's no problem.
We'll pray about
that.
Which
report? Tokyo? I always think of Tokyo. It could be anywhere, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so.
Hallelujah.
We've never been to Japan. We need to pray about that.
Japan.
Becky says, "I love the free JDM app. So many great messages to listen to and grow from." And Beatrice, this one's translated from Spanish, from Beatrice, says, "I love listening to you. This couple is full of love, joy, and experiences. They make me laugh. How good it is to hear those teachings in the boardroom, as you call it. I'm learning so much about God, even though I've been a Christian for many years. Learning and knowing more about God by turning off the TV. Although I like it, I want to learn more about God. Listening to you helps me and learn."
Praise the Lord.
"Thank you for your teachings. I want everyone to be able to meet you and learn. You are both beautiful. A hug and many blessings. I am Colombian, but I have lived in this great country called Spain for many years." Isn't that great?
That's
you know,
it.
We're on broadcast TV all over the world, but it seems to me that this is a season that where social media is really soaring, and this person apparently is watching us.
Yeah, she's from Spain?
From Spain.
I got a song.
Yeah.
"Well, I never been to Spain.
But I kinda
like the music."
Yeah, I used to sing that in the rock days. It's still stuck in the gray cells. And I like it.
I like it.
It's a great song. That's an old Neil Diamond song.
That's Three Dog Night.
No.
That's Three Dog Night, Mama.
That's right.
Yes.
You sang it.
I sang it.
You do a lot of Neil Diamond songs, too.
I like Neil Diamond. LA is fine. The sunshine most of the time. Feeling is laid back.
Yeah.
"Palm trees grow, the rents are low. But you know, I keep thinking about making my way back. I'm New York City born and raised, but I've been lost between two shores. LA is fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I said. You remember that?
I'm not going to sing. I don't want to ruin the moment. Yeah, I remember it. It's great.
"Have you ever thought about dreaming of being a king?" I love this Neil Diamond.
Great words.
Oh, phenomenal. Great songwriter.
Yeah.
No copyright.
You keep bumping my chairs.
I'm not doing nothing. I just like the song.
Yeah, we're promoting it. We're not copyrighting it. Hallelujah. Right. Stealing it.
Go.
Anyway, Sandra says, "Unlimited appreciation for changing my life and many others."
Woo, praise the Lord.
That's great. Connie says, "Thank you guys for speaking the word of God all over the world, feeling the spirit and giving to others." And one more says from YouTube says, Brother Jesse, I want God to bless you and use you more. Thank you for teaching us how to keep Satan under our feet and how to live the victory Jesus died to give to us. God bless you and everyone in your ministry. Isn't that great?
God bless the God. Plus this, you know, if you're not on our mailing list, you ought to get this thing. It's called The Voice of the Covenant Magazine. Now, you also can do it digitally. You don't have to get the paper form if you want.
You can read it today.
And it's in Spanish. After this. Is it in Spanish, too?
Uh-huh. Digitally in Spanish, but not printed.
See, Kathy always uses an iPad. I use a book.
I use the books, too.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, but this year, people love this. And, you know, I got several of my friends. It costs a lot of money to do it, about $3 million to do it. You know, that including posters and stuff like that. And they say, why do you do that when all you got to do is just get it online? It's digital. Well, I like holding a book, and so many people said, please never stop printing that magazine, you know. And so if you like to get it, it's absolutely free to you. You know, you just go to jdm.org, and you can, you know, get how does that do?
They give us their name and address where to mail it to, watch it today on the app website.
It's a blessing.
And there's lots of great articles in here. I like this one with a cover of a few.
It's about our partners.
Yeah, because it says, we love our partners. And our ministry, there's this whole large section of our administrative building that has photos that people have sent in for years from the very beginning of the ministry, and we've collected them, put in these little frames, and they're all over the walls, and we often walk through the hallway and pray for you, and some of them have passed on, but they've been a part of helping us to get where we are. So whether they've been a partner one time years ago or a current partner, we love all of our partners and thank God for what He's helped them to help us do.
And we look to be a blessing to as many people who can. Let me give you an idea what I'm talking about being a blessing. You know, one of the people that brought in the testimony, she says she loves our free JDM app. We got over 400 sermons on that. Let me give you an idea. Right. Before we did that, we were selling anywhere from $1.7 to $2 million a year just in product. And we decided not to do that and just put it on the JDM free app. So in actuality, we're giving the world about $2 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Now, that's a whole lot for the ministry. Also, the royalties and all the different things, because I own the copyright on it, because that's the United States law. We give that to the Lord. It's just such a blessing. Do you understand? So we're great givers, and people don't realize that they want to criticize me for prosperity. Well, when's the last time you gave $2 million? A year. I don't know how long we've had the free JDM app.
Since 2020. We started, actually.
Okay, that's 5 years.
It was subscription-based. A lot of it actually was free, but if you wanted all of the library, there was a small subscription monthly amount. But in 2020, I think it was right when COVID hit, we wanted it. I felt like we wanted the Lord. The Lord wanted us to get the messages out there.
Chris is behind the camera. It's been 5 years, so that's $10 million. You know, so that's why I ain't moved but what anybody says. Because in my prosperity, I will not be moved. That's Psalms 30, verse 6. So I just thought I'd tell you that, you know, next time somebody hears criticizing me about something. And that's just one thing we do. And God has been so good and gracious. Go with me to the book of St. John, chapter 14. I quote this constantly all the time. St. John, chapter 14, verses 12, 13, and 14. Jesus says that because it's in red, if you have a red letter edition Bible. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Then he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Then he goes super radical on this last verse. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now I'm going to show you. This is what the church, this is what they add to it. Let me read verse 12 again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The church will say, well, I know he said that, but. So they don't believe that. They really don't. They go, I know he said that, but then you're calling him a liar when you put the but in there, which makes you a but. You understand what I'm trying to say? Listen to me. The next verse. So they don't believe that. The next verse. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified the Son. This is what they add to it. Well, if it be his will. He didn't say that. He did not say that. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Why? He's a reason for doing it. that the Father may be glorified in the Son. They don't believe that. Now, the next verse, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. They'd say, well, we don't know that for sure. If it be as well, you know, I mean, so they're calling Jesus a liar on every verse of that scripture.
They're always putting boundaries, yeah, boundaries and
limitations.
Or when, God did not do that.
Yeah,
he loves it when we walk by faith.
When God is so unlimited. But let me give everybody a revelation. So are you. The only person that can limit you is you. And why would you do that? Why would you do that? You know, I had, like I was just telling you, when I gave all that money away in terms of I was selling the product, why would you do that, Brother Jesse? Well, whatsoever he, don't make it, I can do that. Because Jesus did exactly the same thing. And the Father God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, I've never done that. I mean, I've never given Jody or anything. Like, and I'm not there. Let me just say that. But when I'm telling you one thing, so when I decided to do a free JD man and put all them sermons and yours too and different things of that nature, we just wanted to be a blessing to you. Do we believe in partnership? We certainly do.
Yeah.
We couldn't function and operate without a partner. You know why I believe in partner? Right here. When I married her, guess what she became? My partner.
Oh, really?
In other words, I honored you. Yeah, oh, really? What do you mean, oh, really?
Higher than a partner.
Well, yeah. Well, let me explain what I'm saying. What I mean,
do
most
that.
People, in other words, I took the responsibility. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wife? Will you love her, take care of her, blah, blah, blah? And I have done that. You see what I'm saying? So it's more than a partner. And what I mean by people say, well, that's not my partner. Yeah, but are you married? Well, no, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't understand the blood covenant here. You don't understand the covenant of what that means.
Covenant. Relationship between God and between our partners is a covenant relationship.
That's exactly
it's an agreement that we're going to do what we said we will do. You'll do what you said you would do, which would help us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're doing it as a team effort, and all of us get the same reward.
So you say that, when I said partner, you said that you higher than that. That's correct. She's my wife. Watch this.
We're one.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Me and God, you and God, it's like a husband and wife situation. She's locked down. You see what I'm saying? That's why I find it so hard for churches to say, well, I know he said that, but, you know, that's just too unbelievable, impossible. God gave me a statement years ago, believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, simply because it's doable. Now, what are you believing for? Because I want to tell you something. They say, well, that's greed. No, that is St. John 14, verses 12, 13, and 14 ain't got anything to do with greed. Now, their problem is you hadn't understood St. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. See, you just don't think God would do that. Oh, God, well, God, even though I know God can, but he won't. Well, why did he do it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Like one man said, tongues is not for today. Speaking of tongues. I said, well, how did I get it? I mean, how? I'm no better than you are. You know, you understand? But how did I get it? Because I realized something all those years ago that I needed the exact same power, exact same everything that the 12 disciples had, because I would come against the same devil they came against.
I love that. That's
see what
so
I'm saying?
True.
So all of this is true. Mm-hmm. Every bit of it, see? And when you think of that, it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So what happens, he said, we're the bride and the groom. That's what it means when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Man, it's a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the definition of marriage. Marriage is the death of two wills and the covenant of one. You come in as two people, you go out as one flesh or one person. Think about that. That's an amazing thing. So when he said, what works can you do? Well, let me give you an example. Somebody's going to criticize me for this. Because of social media that you watch it, because of all the technology that's in my generation, I have preached to more people than Jesus Christ because all he could do was right there at that time. Yet without him, none of us could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm better than Jesus Christ. Don't put that in there. I didn't say that. But I'm talking about in terms of numbers. So that's a greater work. But none of the work could happen without him going before, during, and after. You know, you've heard me say this many times. One time I was praying, and the Lord said, make me wealthy. And I got to thinking, I think you're doing pretty good, Lord, you know. But I'm thinking gold streets. pearly gates, diamond, beryl, jasper, onyx, ruby. And the Lord said, no, no, I don't count my wealth that way. I count my wealth by the souls I possess. Now, Jesse, you go get souls in the kingdom, you and Kathy, and make me wealthy. Do you realize how precious you are to God? My Lord. When I say precious, you're a treasure. Now tell the people what I told you.
No.
You just
finished.
Yeah, yeah, come
you
on,
tell
Kathy.
Them.
No,
you
I,
tell them.
No, I want you to tell them. Come on.
It's, well, this I is just a good celebrated thing. A birthday.
Her birthday. She's 73.
And Jesse told me after he had his devotional that morning on my birthday, he was thanking the Lord for me.
Yeah, I said, well, I want to thank you for giving me Kathy. Tell him what he said. I want you to say it because it was a compliment to you.
It was.
No, no.
It was
this is God talking.
It was precious,
to you.
But you said, because you said.
He said.
He said to you that I was his treasure.
Yeah.
One of his treasures.
Yeah, he said. I said, well, Lord, I want to thank you for giving me Kathy. He said, well, I want. He said, you tell her she's one of my. She's my. And I said, one. He said, she's my treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's no respect to person. You his treasure.
That's so true.
But what? So why? Since
you're
we all
would his treasure. Too.
And what's that? Me? Yeah.
Your treasure.
But why can't we believe this word? Mm-hmm. And why would I be criticized if I ask anything in his name and he says he'd do it? Why do I get criticized when I get it? I want you to have it. All I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, is being biblical. Prosperity is biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty is a curse.
Definitely.
It's demonic.
That's so true.
That's why it's none of it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something. Heaven has had its problems too.
Of course.
There was a fight. There was a war, a revolution.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Even
now, people
in
say,
heaven.
Why didn't Michael the archangel stop it before? Because he don't move unless God tells him to move.
He's a servant.
I really believe this. You can't prove it's true, and I can't prove it's not. When Satan pulled that shenanigan, God seemed to give him enough time for one-third of the angels to follow him. You know, see, God, I think God was saying, if you repent, if you do right, like he told Cain, if you do right, sin lieth at the door, but you do right, you'll fix it. But he didn't because he was completely became demonic. I kind of make it like a movie. He became the dark side of the force. On Star Wars, I think is what it's called. And when you understand that, it got deeper and deeper and deeper. But if you see the movie and you read the Bible, you'll find that, Live Longer, that's Star Trek. May the Force be with you. You see, you turn out that the good side of the Force was way stronger than the dark side.
Hallelujah. It
now,
always is.
When he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that, you've heard me say this if you've heard me preach. What does whatsoever mean to you? Let me ask you, I'll use you as my audience. What does whatsoever mean to you?
It means there's no limit and whatever's on my heart. And, you know, there's no limit. And we have to stop putting restrictions on ourselves and on God because he really wants to move mightily in each of our lives because we're his treasure.
Right.
But so that the world can see how good he is.
Right.
You know, I just love this passage of scripture that the Lord put on your heart for us today because it doesn't stop there because Jesus told us the key to getting it done in the next couple of verses because, you know, even Jesus, and I've been studying in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus' ministry did not begin until he was baptized and the Holy Spirit came upon him as a dove. And at that moment,
right there
the Trinity was demonstrated where the Father spoke from heaven. Jesus was there in a physical form, went under the water.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was under there, the Holy Spirit came down as a dove and lit upon him. And God spoke and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And so it was so important. But Jesus began. He was on the earth for 33 years up to that point.
That's
but
correct.
His ministry did not begin until that moment. So even
at
Jesus, 30 years, excuse me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
I read the Bible.
How do you do it? 33 years when he was crucified. So he had 3 years of, about a little over 3 years of earthly ministry. So, but that did not begin until he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And here, verse 15.
30 years of preparation, 3 years of implementation.
Love that. But in verse 16, because you just read 12, 13,
right.
and 14,
right.
15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he will dwell with you and shall be in you. So the power of the Holy Spirit in you gives you the unction on how to pray and what to say.
Read verse 18.
It just keeps getting bigger. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Do that in a different translation.
This is the King James. It was just read, of course. So
yeah.
How about, let's read the New Living Translation. I really like that one.
What does it say?
Verse 18 says, no, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you.
Why would a comforter not give you comfort? He said, I'll send you another comforter. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's powerful. You know, people get mad at me because I'm happy. Well, I'm living in comfort. Now, the first thing you thought of is how much money I got or what kind of house I'm living in, a car I'm driving, a plane I'm flying. No, the comfort is, look at me. The comfort is right here. Christ in me.
It's whatever you need to make you comfortable, to make you at peace, to make you have the love of God, whatever it is. You know, a lot of people that are they're comfortably situated. Maybe they have everything they need in life, but they're not at peace. They have nothing
not
there.
At peace.
And they need that. So there's others who have, they maybe have a nice family life, but they don't have enough food.
The great comedian Robin Williams was, he could buy anything he wanted, but he was not at peace.
So whatever it is that need is, the Holy Spirit can lead you how to pray, what to say, so that you can come to the fullness of the stature of Christ.
What is the definition of limits? I'm going to give you one that you'll never forget. Diets. That is limitation. You want to eat this because you like it. I don't know. It could be something with sugar or not with sugar. I don't know, whatever it is. But the minute it says no, that is aggravating. It is aggravating. Well, I decided not to live an aggravated life.
Yeah.
So I am living in comfort, and I may be a little chunky, but I'm enjoying myself.
Hallelujah. Well, spiritually speaking, we don't need to be on a spiritual diet. We need to get full.
That's it.
Have our bones fat.
Ask anything in my name.
Anything. No limits.
I have reversed that sometimes to the Lord. I said, Lord, ask me anything.
Yeah.
Me.
What would you have me
and
do?
And I will do it. That's my statement. Lord, what will thou have me to do? I really love obedience. Mm-hmm. Have you done it 100%? No, I'm not going to lie. I've disobeyed God sometimes. And why? Because I didn't want to.
Well, you put restrictions on yourself.
And I had to repent over that. See what I'm saying? That's why I believe in repentance. You people that believe in grace, you look at a man that believes in grace, but you don't throw away repentance.
That was the message of Jesus and John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
No. Yes, I mean, you got to understand something here, that what we do here determines what we'll be and what we'll do when we get there. Really, you could call it our testing ground.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's good.
A marriage, when you love your husband or your wife loves, you love your wife or she loves her husband, it's a testing ground because you should take care of her, she should take care of you, like a testing ground of being born again. You don't just walk out because you're mad. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. So sometimes you get angry and you do things. You see, it's a testing ground. And that's what it's all about. See, when you understand that, this is a very powerful passage of scripture, and most of it's all read, but it starts off at verse 1 of St. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Look at me. I am not a troubled man. I'm a blessed man. I'm living in comfort. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying what the scripture said. Well, I said, when Jesus left, he said, it is expedient that I go away, that the comforter will come.
Yeah, one translation says it's to your advantage.
Yes.
I love the Passion Translation of John 14, 1, which you just read. Mm-hmm. Don't worry or surrender to your fear.
Yeah.
It says, for you've believed in God, now trust and believe in me also.
So I like the word that you use, surrender. If you want to surrender, surrender to God instead of fear.
That's
you know,
true.
Brother Kenneth Copeland said this many years ago, I never forgot it. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Why would you contaminate your faith?
Don't surrender.
What does that mean, contaminate? Okay, this is some water. It'd be crazy if somebody came and dropped some crude oil in it. That's contamination.
You can't drink that.
You can't do that. It would make you sick. It could kill you. Mm-hmm. Well, sin is like crude oil in pure water. It's contaminated. It contaminates it. It's pollution. Mm-hmm. When God gave you the ability to not do that.
Right. And the only thing that can clarify that kind of a pollution is the blood of Jesus
That's
Christ.
It.
It'll clean it whiter than snow, as though it never existed.
It's so simple
to just come to Him, even if you've made a mistake, haven't quite did what you were supposed to do. God is so loving and so forgiving. All you need to do is come to Him and say, Lord, forgive me, and genuinely believe it in your heart and confess it in your mouth, and
everybody makes mistakes. Me and Kathy have been married 55 years. Kathy's told me some things, said things to me she should have never said.
True.
That's true. I did exactly the same thing. But you know what we did? Forgave each other. Yeah, in a fit of anger, I don't know, you say things you really don't mean. And the forgiveness not only knocked it out, it shut it completely down. It, what's the word I want to use, is when God not only washed your sin away, He expunged your record. We expunged that thing. You see, what a wonderful word called, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it can't happen until you actually say that.
Yeah,
some people think
it's
automatically forgiven just because Jesus died on the cross thousands of years ago. Yeah, He did, but you have to ask forgiveness. You have to recognize your need, personal need for a Savior, personal need for forgiveness, and that cleans the record. And helps you create a clean path to God so that there's no boundaries, there's no restrictions, no hindrances for receiving whatsoever that you believe in God for.
I want to read that again. And let me show you. So now that you could, we did a little teaching on it. Verse 12 of St. John 14, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. That right there is a powerful thing. The works that I do shall he do also. Well, how do you do that? By believeth on him.
Hmm.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. In other words, I got to go do another job. Now I want you to do my job and better.
Can I read it in the Passion Translation?
Read
verse
it.
12 says, I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. Isn't that powerful?
Now, let me read the second one. Now, see, but people don't believe that because they don't believe it on him. Verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. I mean, that's so strong. Why? It gives you the reason why he does it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Read that in the
13 in the Passion Translation says, for I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to Him.
Okay, and
that means that's what God really wants to do. He wants to bless you.
But cat people don't believe the whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
See,
because
they put too many limitations. Now, verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Read that
in the Passion. Yeah, it's more of a stronger statement. Ask me anything in my name, and I will do it for you.
And then if you look at the next verse, why would he do all that? Why? If you love me. In other words, do you really love him? You got to believe his word. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandment. He didn't say my suggestions. He didn't say, let's get theological, homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical. He didn't say, come together in the unity of doctrine. He said, come together in the unity of the faith.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you got something out of this today. Mm-hmm. Don't be one of the Christians that don't believe these things.
Mm.
See, believe it. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that in my mind. I don't know if I can do that. Say this, because it's in the scripture also. Jesus said, will thou be made whole? May he goes, Lord, called him Lord. That means he loved Jesus. He loved, help my unbelief. And what did Jesus say? He didn't say that, you piece of trash, you'll never mind. No, he said, I can do that.
Right.
I will do it. Simple. Honesty. We'll always say, honesty will bring that to fruition in every area of your life. I hope you enjoyed it today. And partners, thank you for once again supporting this ministry. We say it every time before we go off. I'd like you to be a partner. I'd like you to sow a seed so we can get some more people saved. Oh, it would be such a blessing. Nothing too big and nothing too small. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. I'm telling you, it does, because we've been debt-free. Me and Kathy, I said, we Romans 13:8 people. Yeah. Owe no man anything but to love him, and so can you. If you like to give, and I hope you do, I hope you send a donation, just go to jdm.org, hit the donate button. You can use PayPal if you like.
Right.
Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to our JDM app and select the giving. Remember what I said. In 5 years, 10 million. That number would have come in here. We now make it free to you. Or you can mail in an old-fashioned donation. And you got my book in your hand.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can also check off if you give a donation of, I think there's a certain amount, because the mailing process can get the book overwhelmed, and you'll learn how to be overwhelmed in a good way.
Let me pull it up so you can see it. See it? Yeah. It's a pretty cover. Did you design this cover?
No, George Gomez did that.
I had George. He's talented, isn't
he? Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you enjoyed something today. Take that and go study it out yourself and say, and then make a decision to say, you know, I'm just going to believe no matter what anybody says, what Jesus says.
Amen.
Jesse and Kathy, we love you. See you again soon. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye.